It's Channel 10, a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 23rd of March, 1971. Channel 10, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this 23rd of March, Tuesday, the 23rd of March, 1971. Channel 10, a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 23rd of March, 1971.
Well, lots of them won't do that. We trying to build church there. We want to try to get it where we could go in it before it's Sunday, but I died.
And he's not a member of the church?
No, ma'am. But he works and he donates. If the system members, $10 for rabbit. Jake Brown is mostly the first one. Pays his team.
Oh.
He got it. And he paid it. When
right?
His wife was living, he paid hers and his. Since she died, he still paid whatever they asked him to do. He did it.
Oh, she was a member there.
His wife, what he buried. Yes, sir. That was her church.
Wait, I don't... Now, his wife now, Liza...
She's a Methodist.
She don't... She works?
Yes, sir, she works.
She got a regular job?
I think so. I think she worked for Miss Flora Richardson in the morning, and... She works somewhere in McIntosh in the evening.
Oh. Oh.
That's what she's been doing a long time.
Well, if she works right here in the community then.
Hmm?
She
oh,
don't.
Yeah. She don't go off the work. She works where she can go home.
Yeah.
When she get rid.
Yeah.
And you see, they got, that's what they tell me. I know they then had two cars. One for her and one for him.
Oh.
If she had to go to work, if she had a way of going, if he's going that way, he had a way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody said he got three cars now. They bought him a new car here about a month or so ago. But they wouldn't get rid of the old ones.
Oh, really?
Well, they still have a car to go to work in, and if they want to go to church or go somewhere else, they got a nice one.
Well, what do you know?
Nice car to go in. Well,
how about that?
I said, well, there ain't nothing wrong with that. I said, that's all your money good for. Enjoy it and use it like you want. You made it. You work for it.
Jake's a pretty good worker?
Yes, ma'am. Well, now, Miss Miles, he can't do so much work now. You see, that's reading his home. He can't work. He used to work concrete all the time.
Yeah.
Mm. But Jake is old, and then he's got to be kind of sickly. So he come home. He works his ground up there. He plants sweet potatoes, he plants peas, he plants okra.
Oh, he's the one that's doing that planting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. When she knocks on, if there's anything out there, like Gavin or Hoy or anything, she comes, get in her car and come right straight up there to him.
And helps him.
And helps him.
Well, it looks like she's your kind, Miss Daisy.
All but one way.
All but one way.
Yeah. I like to see her work. I like to know she's able to work, and I do know she will work.
Yeah. And you like to see her marry?
Yes, I like to see her marry, and I like to see her and Jake get along. So, like, some folks are so full of evil. They are. Don't study nothing good about church. Pardon. Sound like we were talking to baby. Somebody said, Jake and Eliza got 3 calls. I said, I said, why so many? I said, well, big shots. I said, I said, able to have them. I said, that's what somebody's supposed to say. Well, I told Elf, she's scuffing and saving up money, saving money. She'd be dead and Jake would have another woman to enjoy. She was too stingy to spin it, but he'd get a woman that would spin it. And he got one. I said, that's what they made for, spin it. I said, that's what they make it for, the spin it. I said, and then the money Ella saved for 12 or 14 years or longer, I said, that was Jake's money. I said, that was Jake's money. She was saving us, and out of that money, she got whatever she asked for, whatever she wanted. I said, he never neglected her. I said, she wasn't making a dime. I said, of course she couldn't wait. I said, but his deductible bill was every month. I said, I know it didn't come under $50. I said, for years. I said, now she didn't have no money. She didn't have no money. But what Jake worked and made. All right. He was making good money. He was giving her what she wanted, what she asked him for. He said that's what he worked for. His wife. I said, nah. I said, this woman, he got, nah. I said, she helps him. I said, she helps him to make money. I said, she'll help him to save it. I said, that's why they can get what they want. I said, what help Ella give him? I said, it was another doctor bill. Another doctor bill. I used to get kind of peeved at her, but she was sick. She was sick a long, long time. Now, somebody said, it looked like Jake wouldn't leave Ella here and know she's sick. I said, good gracious of life, he can't stay there. I said, paying $15, $16, $10 for Dr. Bill every week and every month. I said, she can't make a dime. I said, he can't stay there. I said, long as she got somebody there. I said, he pays somebody to stay there and see after her while he works. I said, I think that's where. And I do. I think Jake done well by that woman. I bet that woman was sick. 15 years alone. She stayed right up there in that house. I don't know how many years. Wasn't able to do nothing.
Oh, I remember her. I used to stop there and talk to her.
Mm-hmm. She was sick.
She didn't look it, though.
Hmm?
She didn't look it.
She was,
though. Well, she got worse.
Mm-hmm.
She had everything wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Everything, I think. I don't know what it was. She didn't have.
Yeah.
She had sugar, she had high blood, she had something else. I said, she had too many things at one time. Doctor couldn't work on one and leave one and then go back to it. And that other one got worse a while. He trying to do something for Ben. I said, he couldn't. Doctor couldn't care.
Now, you never
talked. But I'm going to tell y'all this, what I know. Tell me what I know. Jake was working in Orleans. But he brought this here Arthur Kemp here. So to tell me when I know anything he was there. I ain't know how he got there. But to say he didn't have nowhere to stay down there. His wife, she had pretty put him out. So Jake blunt up on him somewhere or another. And Jake brought him here to stay and help Ella to stay around with her. Get wood and go to the store, do whatever she wanted him to do. And I'll pay you. It looks like I can't stay, cause I got to work, and my wife is not able to work. So he brought this thing here and put him over there in his house with his wife. That's the way he also got you to tell me. But I always will bleed. You know, she was coward. She didn't have much nerve. And then being sick, you see, like she was, well, that made it worse. We went to church one night. You know, she had two girls there. Did you visit while they were there? Charlie May and
Yeah.
Well, we all went to church one night. But, I believe it's on Thanksgiving sometime. You know, he tried to guard them girls just like they was here. He didn't want them to speak to nobody, no boys, nothing. So Ella would let them go with Doris. So this night, Doris carried him to the church. So Arthur, he was to the church around there somewhere. So he went in the church and told Doris that Charlie Mae and I don't know what that other name was out there talking to them boys. Doris told him that's what they're supposed to do. Talk with the boys. Woo! What'd she tell him that for? My cousin, he lit up. He come home. So Doris, she brought the girls home. So she went in there and she talked with Ella. She says, now, Miss Ella, if Arthur come here telling you anything, said, don't you believe him? Said, he ain't doing nothing but lying. Said, Charlie May and them was around there with the other girls and the boys was all out there talking. He come in the church for me to go out there and stop him from talking with the boys. And I told him that's what they're supposed to do, talk with the boys. And so he got mad. Said, so here it is, and they ain't harmed, and they ain't done nothing wrong. All right. Dogs left a chilling there, and we come on home.
Oh, you were there too?
Oh, yes, sir. All of us were coming from church. And now, he come. He might have been out there somewhere when we was in there. But anyway, he said, soon after we left, he went in his house and he raised some kind of thing. Them children like to scare them all to death. So he had his knife at him. At them, because you're not going to run around here and do so and so and so and so. You ain't grown and you're going to do what I say. So the children. They got scared as hell. So when they see the knife, they run and jumped up in the bed with her, crying, don't let him cut me. Don't let him cut me. Save my cut my throat. Well, she was scared of the children. And then she was sick, too. Yes, I don't think she lived more than a week after that. I said, well, the thing about it, I said, he ought to be put on chain gang. I said, but who gonna put him there? I said, Jake brought him there and left him. I said, that's Jake's house. I said, if anything be done about trying to convict it, it has to be Jake. Nobody else can do it. All right. They called Jake. I think Arthur had them put him in the hospital. Then Jake come out. I think he had. You see, the way we know about Marty and then heard the children screaming and going on up there. So they went up there. Martha went up there to see what was going on. I said, I wish you'd have come and told me. Gotta went round there and said, he had been about killed anyhow. I said, I'd have went round there and I'd have put one beating on him. I said, how you know you could have beat? She said, the way I was going to start on him, I know I was going to beat him. Said, yes, I was going to beat him. But the poor woman never did get over that. I said, well, there's nothing you can do about it. That's all I can say. She's out of her misery. I said, she suffered and died. I said, partly on the clothes and something in your house. I said, but Jake put in there. I said, so you have to take what, put up with what he did. Do you know? Now, I'm just made like that. I think if Ben can't stay home, I don't feel like he should put no man there in his place. I can stay there by myself. I don't think he should put no man in his place. If you put him there in your place, he's sure going to take your place. You're going to do what you ought to be there doing. Well, you shouldn't say a word. Of course, you put him. I don't know. Of course, I'm used to staying by myself. Long time ago. I was raised up with a big family. I never was used to staying by myself till after I married. Well, after I married, then I learned to stay by myself. Ever since then, I can stay by myself just as good as I can stay with you.
Well, that is unusual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's many that love to stay with themselves much.
Stay by themselves.
Do you think so?
No, so some folks just say they can't stay by themselves.
Yeah.
Well, I can. I can stay by myself and feel just as good and happy as if I had somebody.
Yeah.
Well, I got used to staying by myself.
Miss Daisy, the trouble is, if you get somebody in there with you, they may not work out the way you think they will.
They will not.
And
they
going
to do something I don't like.
And then you are in for it.
That's right. And you get him in there, expect to do what he please, and stay in there.
Yeah.
You can't hardly get him out.
You can't hardly get him out.
I've seen it tried too many times. But I ain't tried. Watching you. That give me to understand. Of course, things after you put up with just to have someone to stay with, I ain't gonna take it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That's right. You see what happens to other people.
So I see what happens to you. I ain't gonna start it because I ain't gonna take it.
Yeah.
I know I ain't. I ain't been used to it. I'm just picking on it.
Now, you've known Burnett all his life, a long time.
Oh, Mr. Myers, when he was a boy. Like that. His grandmother stayed over there. Now, she was a Methodist. She was a member of this Zion Church. Did you ever see her? Over here right by the railroad. I think they say Clyde Gill bought the spot. Right on this side of Richardson's packing house. It used to be a church there.
I didn't know that.
It used to be a church there. Well, Gwinnett's grandmother, she was a member of that church. All of them was Zion.
That was there. After you moved up there.
Yes, sir. When I come to this state, that church was there. It stayed there a long time. And I don't know what to call it. I don't know what to call it. They had a bell. Great big bell. Belonging to that church. Well, somebody tried to buy it. The members wouldn't sell it. And that bell sat out there on that ground. So I don't know how many years. Last one night or day, the bell went missing. Nobody know what become of the bell. Nobody here. I said, well, we don't know what become of the bell, but somebody know what become of it. The one that loaded it on the truck and hauled it off, he know what become of it. You know, if you got something and you don't need, I think you should sell it. If somebody want to buy it, if they can get something out of it and give you a little something out of it, it ain't doing you a bit of good, they're sitting. They're sitting on it. It ain't hitting you good. You can't use it. I said, it sold it. It would have had a little money.
But now, Burnett's grandmother used to come right there.
Come right there. Mm-hmm. And they ain't hear no tell of that bell. No more. Now, they could have sold this bell down here to get messages, but they didn't want to sell it. They said they'd ring it sometime. It belonged to the church and they wanted to stay there.
But they're going to keep it up where it belongs.
Now, there was somebody wanted to buy a bell. Oh, no. They didn't want to sell it. I said, well, you ain't doing nothing with it. You're scared to ring it. Scared it'll tear the power down. And you ring that old bell, that whole church just shakes.
Oh.
Oh, here's a big one, Mr. Ma. You seen this bell up here at Leroy's house? You seen that old big bell?
Yeah.
This bell is big as hip or bigger.
Yeah.
Now, she wanted to buy. Miss Lois wanted to buy. That bell. Mm-hmm. I told her about it. And no, tell her no. We don't want to sell it. We're going to keep it. Yeah, they want it down from up there, but they ain't got nobody to go up there and get it down yet. I said, well, when they throw it down, it's going to throw the old church down, because it's all run. I said, when that bell hit it off everything, where it catches them, gone. I said, I don't want to be nowhere around it.
Well, that bell, it heavy.
Ooh, yes, it's heavy.
Well, a fella couldn't even pick up one side of it, could he?
No. I don't know. Well, we trying to build us a church for that and for clean down. We was hoping to be able to go in for Sunday. But I don't know if it'll be real or not. I think he's about caught up with what money he has to work on. And now we've got to try to raise some more. Well, he's working on it too.
Did Burnett, has he changed much since he was you first on him?
Burnett ain't gonna never grow up. Burnett's gonna always be a boy. Burnett. Just like what he is.
Well, now, he just hadn't grown up, has he?
No. You've seen some folks, they don't never grow up. They don't never get to be a man.
They don't want to grow up.
That's right. They don't try to grow up. Yes. That's one of them. Money don't grow up.
He likes it that way, Miss Aiden.
He don't know nothing there. He don't know no better. And his boy is just like him. Some of them. Now, he got two boys. They look like they got pretty good sense. The one in Charlie James' house and just over there on the ranch. Now, Pedro, he ain't got nothing to remember away.
Yeah.
But he'll work.
He'll work. But he don't get there Monday morning.
Monday morning. Not if he take a notion not. He ain't coming. He'll come there Monday. Sometimes he'll come Monday noon, and sometimes he don't get there till Tuesday.
Well, now, Burnett, when you saw him when he was growing up, he was just, he just played?
Well, you see, he was way back over there. One thing his grandmother did, she said that he went to school, and he went to Sunday school and church on Sunday. That was when she was raising. Oh, well, he grew up, he thought, and he married. Boys, huh? I don't know how many boys going to go. I think when it got four boys, about two girls, I believe. I believe him and Nancy had six children.
Well, gee whiz, he got a big family.
Hmm?
Well, you mean he's raised all that family and still like he always was?
Yes. Yeah. Well, his wife, she stayed with him. I think they got six children. Then they got to where they couldn't get along. They'd move here and move there. And so finally, she just left him. And he stayed on with him. He stayed on with him. She left and went to Coco. I think she left there. She got sick there and stayed down there while she was bad off. But then her daughter went and got her. She got a daughter here on the ranch over there. Wesley's wife. Big Wesley's son. Wesley, his wife is Bunny's daughter.
Mary Patterson?
Hmm?
Mary.
Uh-huh. She's his daughter.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Why, she's one of the choice people in this whole country, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And that's his daughter.
That's his daughter. It don't look like it could be, do it?
It don't.
But it is.
Well, sir.
So she went and got her mother. She stayed over there a long time.
Her mother did?
Yes, with her. Because, see, her mother was sick. And so she went and got and kept over there with her. Soon as she got well, she went on back to Coco. I tell her she'd rather be there than to be here. But she stayed there till she gets sick again, and then she'd come back. She's down there, they say, with her brother. She got a brother down there.
Well, Well, now, all that time then, Burnett lived in that old family house, and he just took care of the family by himself.
Well, he, you see, when they married, he moved off. He moved in a house of their own. We up here about High Spring, I think, they stayed up there somewhere. Well, him and his family stayed up there. I don't know how long, but they was up there a pretty good while. Well, that's where him and his wife got to where they couldn't agree. Well, you see, May Lyra, she was already married and had her family over there. Well, when Manzali left Bunny and went to Coco, he stayed up there a while. And then he moved back down here.
And brought the boys with him.
Brought the boys with him. Them wasn't together.
They were pretty big children, though, weren't they?
Yes, ma'am.
Grown.
They were big children. That Petro and these wasn't married. They as big as they are now. Melinda was already married.
So she stayed with him long enough to raise the children?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Long enough for the children to know her and to know him.
Yeah.
It don't seem like she done a very good job raising them, because she wasn't raised. Oh, and she used to be just as sweet. She used to be just as good as behind Doris. Well, you see, they grew up together, and they would grow together a lot. Well, while she was down here, before she married, she'd go to church on Sunday. She'd go to Sunday school. I think Doris and Buddy married first, and then Manzali and Bunny right after. They married pretty close together.
So since she left him and he come on back down here to that old home place,
mm-hmm.
he just started out just like he used to when he growed up down there.
Mm-hmm. They're too sorry to do anything to the place. Bunnett make pretty good money.
What do you do with it?
Don't ask me.
Well, he don't waste it.
Don't ask me that either. I don't know what he do with
it. Yeah. But he don't buy any insurance.
Mm-mm. You tell me, he said he don't want none. He don't need it.
And he don't pay any taxes.
Nope. I don't really think he need to do that either.
And he not gonna pay any rent over there. It's probably mm-hmm. dangerous place.
Well, is that where he stays?
That's where the school bus stays.
You ought to see that school bus.
Yeah, see?
Hmm?
You better, Miss Daisy's going to be gone a minute. She don't get Mamma.
Yeah.
She's going to run off. Well, I pass it. Every time I pass it, I think, Burnett has really, he really lives a life. All he got to do is get in that school bus and drive it.
Oh.
And then he come home and drive that tractor.
Mm-hmm. Can he drive his tractor now?
He come up here the other day. Well, you met him right there in front of Miss Bessie.
Mm-hmm.
With that little trailer on the back of it.
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah. That's
He does what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm. And when he wants to do it.
Yes, sir. Now, you know, all this time I've seen Burnett, I've spoken to him. Just, you know, just speak to him fast.
Mm-hmm.
I never talked to him 2 minutes. Never did.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Well, you look good and bright, bright.
Yeah.
This morning. Oh, you done started on.
Yeah, started on my rug. Uh-huh. Trying to save a little something and work up something old.
And it'll last a long time.
Yeah, it'll last a long time. And I was guess that I learned some of this saving from my mother, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And I was just thinking that I guess we did a lot of things in our young life that Faye and Guy don't know anything about.
Don't know
saving.
Nothing about.
Because
no.
I know that I just the doctor said I maybe needed some iron.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent and got a bottle of iron pills. I didn't feel right strong, you know, and
mm-hmm.
kind of weak. And I remembered that my mother, one spring, said that I was not feeling so good and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what she did? I bet you kind of know too. Well, she went out and found some nails, old rusty nails,
mm-hmm.
and washed them off good and brought them in and put them in some vinegar in a can,
mm-hmm.
and let them sit there for a day or two. And then I took a spoonful of that warhead juice or stuff off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that was my iron.
That was
she gave
iron.
My iron.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt good after I took some of it.
That's right.
And I bet
that's
you did. You did a lot of things like that, didn't
we? You didn't go to the doctor every time.
Well, Mother, we didn't have, of course. Mm-hmm. And they had to do some way. They
that's
just
right.
natural.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that iron would come. Which was good for us, I guess, or something. Well, and they tell me that you've been a planting flowers.
Yes, ma'am. I told Miss Marla I put the seeds in the ground. I don't know where they're going to come out.
Oh, well, you know they will.
If the seeds is good.
Yeah.
But you don't always know.
That's
how
right.
Good
that's
is.
Right. Have you looked at his garden?
Look at it.
His garden out here.
Well, I keep down there. I asked Miss Marla how he was getting along. She said, he's doing pretty good.
I don't think the frost got much any of it the other day.
No, it's pretty well protected down to them trees and all around them. Surrounded with trees. Frostbite didn't get to it.
Well, maybe not. We hope not. We haven't seen them since they... since they had the last frost. And so you just put some seeds in the ground now, and so you're...
Yes, I put them in the ground, I'm waiting.
And you're waiting. That's what we have to do, isn't it?
That's what we have to do.
Have to wait and wait. Yeah,
well,
so...
I better get back, old young.
Oh, you think you'd better get back to your house?
Yes, come on, man. I've been up here a long time.
Have you been up here a long time? I thought I heard you come in, mm-hmm. but I was busy sewing and sewing up a place in my dress.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
Just got to be doing something.
Yeah, got to be doing something.
Well, is you hearing any more from the baby?
No, only that they were all right and thought they'd come home
mm-hmm.
last of the week. Last week. So I imagine they're at home now, and we haven't heard. I was hoping we'd hear today some way. I don't know.
You might.
Might have some mail and all. But I'm going to miss these talks when I go back to Tennessee.
Huh?
Mm. I'm going to
miss you. But I asked Miss Miles every day, when is you hearing from the folks?
Yeah,
at your time.
I've been missing these visits. You come up here and tell them all about what to do.
Yeah.
You telling them. how to do things.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that the way you do?
That's
you have a lot
to. I do things. I don't tell them what to do.
You tell them how you do things.
I do things.
Yeah. You do things. But you don't know whether they'll do it or not.
No. But I tell them I did.
Yeah, you did it. And they can just, they do pretty well, I think.
Yeah, I think they do fine.
Yeah, I think they're mighty fine to me.
Ain't that pretty?
They're mighty fine to me.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
It is mighty nice to me.
Oh, you got something pretty there? Locust. You don't have a locust tree?
No. I told Miss Mars I didn't have a locust tree.
Oh, they smell so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I was out there in the yard yesterday.
Oh, they're just all around out there.
Yeah, and the bees
there.
Was around them, too. I didn't know what the bees was doing around. And I looked up and saw the locusts and smelled them, too.
Mm-hmm.
It really was good. Yeah. Well, and I guess, and the little pear tree out here is blooming some.
Okay.
They'll be, I expect, after your flowers when you come up.
Oh, they're all around them.
Are they?
I had one peach tree bloom. And the other day the bees was just all
in the tree. Uh-huh. What kind of seed did you put out?
I put out some snapdragon. Aster.
Oh, aster. Do you save the seeds?
No.
You buy them. You get the box.
I bought these from my granddaughter.
Oh. Uh-huh.
If I'm ready to put me back.
It's after 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. I ring out and go see what is he doing.
Yeah.
Well, wonder what he is doing.
He said, go put me back. All right, down there. What's that now? How you get up?
I have to.
You have to look out, don't you?
Have to be careful.
Yeah, you do. Oh, you're going to take them home when she gave it to you.
Yeah.
You're going to pull the water out and dip them up.
So you won't spill it.
You don't need that little jar. You've got plenty of jars.
Oh,
you
want to hold that now? Can't think to bring it back. Well, I don't guess you need it. You know one of the best things for you.
It's channel one over, around 7:50. Channel one over, around 7:50, Miss Daisy's visit. It's Tuesday morning, the 23rd of March, 1971. Tuesday morning, 23rd of March, 1971, the end of Miss Daisy's visit. Channel one over, around 7:50. Channel one over, around 7:50. That's the end of Miss Daisy's visit. It's Tuesday morning, the 23rd of March, 1971. Channel 1, over, around 7:50.
Apparently. There's a fancy mineral block and a salt and all. How's it go? Anyway, there's two different kinds, and one's a real fancy one with a fancy name. It costs a dollar more or something. And she says it's nothing more but the same thing as the other one. Because she's analyzed it chemically. She's had it to the lab and all that stuff. He knows exactly what's in them.
Yeah. Well, she didn't get off on her chemical training.
No, just the genetics. And just that briefly, just before she left.
Yeah.
Mother was impressed because right fast, she figured that one farm alone, she'd make $7,500. on his sitting up the mayor. Hobo has 300 mayors, and she does the
hobos.
And I don't know, she does a lot of others too.
That could be quite profitable, because you could say, I think your mare ought to be bred to my stud.
Uh-huh.
At whatever the stud fee is, you know.
Well,
judging from the lines, I think you ought to be to my stud. Susan, that could be quite profitable business, figuring out other people's breeding.
I don't know. It looks to me, if she has those, all that night work, it looks to me like that's really all she needs. And she could very well dispose of that horse farm.
Yeah, she could make plenty of money figuring out other people's.
Somebody else.
That's right.
Do that.
She's very direct.
Oh, yeah. No beating around the bush. She comes right clean out and says exactly what she thinks of you.
We were noticing last night, she finished eating. She'd had a long day. She'd been doing all down at this other farm, looking at a foal by ways and means. And she'd been with customers all afternoon. She came in here and she ate. Little plate, sandwich plate. She got to push that plate out of the way just like this, pulled her coffee up. And we talked, and she looked up at the clock and she said, I've got a mare that's beautiful. Got to sit up with her, been sitting up with her for what, 2 weeks? And what we said, oh, you mean you sit up with her? She said, yeah. She paid $10,000 for the mare, and mare was carrying a $2,500 stud fee. She better sit up with
her.
And she walked out the door and said, come on,
and she didn't linger. She went right along. Mm-hmm. Did she move down there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Back. She walked right along. She walked him up the house. And one day I remember there was a rake. Somebody left a rake laying out in the driveway or out in the thing there with the thing sticking, with the phone sticking up. She walked up and she says, get that thing out of here. The horse could step on that and I'd be out $5,000. And she walked right on. She didn't even stop to see what was done. She yelled at the top of her voice, nobody around. Just walked right on to where she was going.
They tell stories on it.
Yeah.
You know they do.
Yeah. Mhm. See, Bill was complaining one day about she was going to Miami, gone for a week or something. Bill was left in charge. Like this was before it was. Bill was in charge at that time. Anyway, Bill was complaining because the pump had gone on the blink, and it didn't have any water. And she called her, and he called her up and wanted to know what to do. And she said, well, run a pipe from the other pump over there so they could have water. And he was cussing up a storm and said, I can't run a pipe half a mile from the other side of the pasture over to here. So that would take 3 weeks to run a pipe all that way. How can she expect me to do that? It would cost more money than buying a new pump. And he was fuming and cussing and said, I'm not going to do it. Then he got to thinking, he said, I bet I could do that pretty quick. And he got to figuring out how he could just put down a harrow or a plow and dig a hole real easy with a plow.
Yeah.
He'd put on the tractor and dig a hole with the plow. He said, you should put it in there. Then he thought better of it and he said, no, I'm not going to do it. Just gonna have the man come up and fix the pump or put a new one on. Other than the man came and pump couldn't be fixed, and he was debating whether to put a new pump on or run the pipe. And he was cussing and fuming and calling her every 5 minutes about something all the way to Miami. He's all the time saying, that woman.
Now,
he said, don't ever work for a woman. He said, they're horrible. He said, they always want this, that, and the other, and you can't ever do it. And He just goes, he has a whole spiel about working for women. I've heard it a number of times. Every time he gets mad at her, he says it.
But those boys really don't know how to do anything. They can't drive a nail or a carpenter.
I don't know why she has them. I guess you can't get any. I guess that's about all she can
do. That judgment about pumps and all would be great, wouldn't it?
I don't see. I guess that's all she can get. And they can't do anything.
Well, it could be. She just don't know who to look for. She said, Faye, remember, she said the right man hadn't come along yet. But the right man doesn't come along, you know.
You gotta go look. You can't expect somebody
I wouldn't think.
Come to your front door.
She said that this was a... She didn't know anything. She said she'd made $300,000 since she'd been down there. She said it was a going thing now, and it was an opportunity. It really was for some young man who wanted to get into that. And she could make it worthwhile.
Why, if she stays there, you know somebody, if they put their mind to it,
sure.
It's worth it long. They couldn't keep from making money. Well, you take over G.P. Leitner. He runs that big farm over there for that millionaire. Well, G.P.'s getting rich, too.
I know, I imagine he is, yes.
Well, he's good.
Yeah.
He's really good at all sorts of farming, and he's a good trader. And he'll tell you it's good hay when it's been rained on half a dozen times. So he doesn't have any trouble getting rid of his stuff. But see, working along with her, and she holds the bag. You couldn't keep from making money.
Yeah,
good
right.
Lord.
I just.
The only trouble is, you see, she's working with these fellas with a low ceiling. She's got to get somebody a little smarter. She don't know somebody who's smart. She wouldn't know one if she saw it, would she? I'm not sure.
I don't know. No evidence of it, anyway.
Well, now, who would you get? You don't know Jack Stokes. Jack's right gifted. He works up at the university. He runs a sheep unit. They're trying to find out to see why sheep
mm-hmm.
won't go down here. The regular sheep. And now Jack's right reliable. And he can learn and do things. So he makes a good salary there. And on the side, he trades all the time. You know, he and Cookie are their sidekicks.
Mm-hmm.
I get the idea he can beat Cookie on the horses and Cookie can beat him on the vehicles. They go to Georgia together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the guy. Yeah.
That's Jack Stokes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you wouldn't want anybody like that working with you. They would own the place. Like Flem Stokes, you see. Before you knew about it, they'd own the place. You don't want one that good.
Yeah.
I don't know who. Now you see, you can get some of these fellas up here that graduate, but the likelihood is if they graduate up there, they have had no experience and they don't know anything about anything.
That's right.
And not going to learn.
That's true about the college graduate today. That's funny.
They've got no experience. And they don't know what it is. So, and you don't have these fellas, the smart ones, or the clever ones.
They all want to be bank presidents.
Yeah. They wouldn't, you wouldn't get them over there, would you?
I don't think so.
Well, now do you know those other stables?
Down there?
Anyway.
Not closely.
You could sort of canvass them and see what they're all like. As far as I can tell, all those horse people are sort of low ceiling.
Those ones we went out and visited that time all seemed sort of that way.
Yeah.
They didn't know what one was up.
Now she says that she'd get along all right with these people if she were dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows too much.
Yeah.
She knows what she wants out there, and she knows, you know.
Yeah.
And she doesn't mind working herself. And she knows something about the horses.
Mm-hmm.
See if that thing is hot as it
was. It smells a little hot, doesn't it?
What's that? The tape?
The tape. I put it up on blocks. Let it air a little bit better.
Fine front room.
I've got